Hey, it's me, Tommy. I just wanted to say you're awesome. Thanks for listening. Hi, welcome to Thomas Anonymous. Today's show, we have Chapter 10, Finish, Zip, Leave, followed immediately by the Weed Cap. Buckle up, it's going to be a truthful ride. My name's Tommy Natoli, and this is Thomas Anonymous. Chapter 10, Finish, Zip, Leave. Men blowing each other at highway rest stops. Is it true or just an old wives' tale? It's true. And people can deny it all they want, but I have first-hand experience and I'm proud to tell the true tales of America's rest stops. I discovered that the rumors were true by accident one day as I was eating french fries and a chocolate frosty with my best gal pal. We were indulging in what we used to call a secret window. I love an old-fashioned secret window. That's when you hit up a fast food drive-thru, eat everything in a random parking lot, and then quickly dispose of all trash, destroying any evidence of your disgusting American pig-nose sins. And it's a secret because you never tell anyone, ever. Make sure to listen to Chapter 8, Fat Matt, for a fun game on disposing of car trash. One of the fun parts of a secret window experience was finding different sketchy places to park and binge eat your food. Sometimes it was a beach parking lot, other times an empty Walmart lot. One secret window day, we decided to park at the rest stop in Wareham on I-95 North right before Exit 21. As you enter the rest stop, you are greeted by a giant blue rest area sign. At first glance, it seems normal and almost welcoming. There's a small building with bathrooms and some outdoor bulletin boards with encased area maps. Upon first driving in, there's a fork in the road, and going to the left brings you to the small building and bulletin boards. Going to the right at the fork brings you to the picnic area. The picnic area is an open, grassy area that is surrounded by a concrete road. It's deserted, and most of the picnic tables have turned green with moss and look like they would crumble into a million pieces if touched by human hands. We settled into the first row of parking spaces looking out to green, sprawling lawns and old, rotten picnic tables. Across the way, you could see a lush, tree-covered area, trees and bushes leading out to a nice little water view. This place looked like a super family-friendly rest stop. In reality, it would turn out to be the opposite of that. As we gobbled down our burgers, fries, and high-fructose corn syrup, we noticed something strange was happening in the distance. Cars were parking, and blue-collar straight guys were getting out and going into the tree-covered area. At first we thought, oh, well, they must have to go pee. And then we remembered the building right behind us had bathrooms. So the they-have-to-pee theory went right out the secret window. We couldn't believe that it was happening right in front of us. These guys were clearly going into that tree-covered area to get each other off. Also, I'm sick of saying tree-covered area, so I'm gonna refer to this now as the tree cavern. We pulled the car around the picnic area so that we could get a better look. As we rolled up to the tree cavern where everybody seemed to be, all of a sudden, five or so men come speed walking out towards their cars. One man we watched as he got into his car and he literally wiped his mouth, the only way you wipe your mouth after sucking a D. I don't know why they all came running out. Maybe they thought we were the cops? Or maybe they could all sense that within their distance was my friend's vagina? Whatever the case, they all came running out with a look of total guilt as they seemed to all practically jazzercise their way back to their cars, trying to play it cool. Is that guy tap dancing? It was clear to me that I had to come back here and see if there were blowjobs to be had. But I also knew that if I did any further investigation, I would have to do it solo, as my friend's vag was rest stop kryptonite. The first few trips by myself to the rest stop, nothing happened. I would just sit in my car and watch, totally enamored at the down-low shady hookups happening. I started to notice there was a system in place for these guys, almost like a protocol. Sometimes a car would pull up and park, wait for another car to pull up next to them, then they would give each other like a nod of the head, get out of their cars, one at a time, and walk into the woods. Then 10 minutes later, they come back to their cars, wiping their mouths. Other times, guys would pull up and park and just go right into the woods. I guess some people just like waiting in the woods alone. I was about 23 during this special, magical time in life, so I felt like I had nothing to lose. Also, at this point, I had already built a solid Craigslist resume in New York and at home, so I was confident I could handle this. But there was something super strange about it. It was like a Craigslist hookup, but there was no prearranged ideas or communication with the person. It was kind of like a really bad gay rest stop improv show. Hey everyone, we're the cocksuckers. Can I get a suggestion of a location? At the time, I was working on and off at Subway, and after a long, hard day of sandwich artistry and asshole customers, I thought to myself, you know what? I really deserve a blowjob. So off to the rest stop I went. Me! Once at the rest stop, I cruised the area and noticed a few different men waiting in their cars. Most of them stared at me intensely, and it was scary, but a thrilling, fun scary. Heart-pumping adrenaline, the thought of getting caught, the thought of a BJ, the thought of getting murdered, it was all so exciting. The problem so far was that most guys I could see were unattractive, old, and kind of terrible-looking. It was like live-action Craigslist, the horrible movie. Eventually, I passed a car and made eye contact with an attractive, 30-ish looking Latino dude in a wife beater. Fuck yeah. Latin wife beater pulled over, and as I looked back, he was directing me to pull over too. So I did. I parked right behind him and we both got out of our cars. Latin wife beater looked kind of familiar. I didn't know him, but he just looked like someone I'd seen before. There really wasn't any time to think about all that because my heart was too busy pounding like an ancient tribal drum. I felt like I was on an amusement park ride, minus all the fun and add on extra fear. Yay! Latin wife beater and I made a quick eye lock, and then all he said to me was, "Come on." And he started to lead the way down this path into the woods. This man could have a gun, a knife, AIDS, who knows? But here I am, following him into the woods down a path that I might be coming back down as a corpse. We walked and walked and walked and walked, and I started to hope that Latin wife beater didn't just like hiking. God, imagine what a drag that would be. Great hike, see you later. Finally, we reached a tiny clearing that looked like a mini field of wheatgrass. In the middle of this grassy opening, he turned around and put his entire body up against mine. He grabbed my butt in what seemed like a giant man hug. Confused and unsure how to respond, I grabbed his butt too. I had no idea what I was doing, but apparently I'm hugging a Latin wife beater's butt in the tree cavern. But before I knew it, he was on his knees and it was happening. Latin wife beater was clearly experienced. What I mean is he went for it, full deep throat commitment, and it was super hot to be getting a killer BJ out in Mother Nature from a Latin wife beater that I would never have to see again. While I was being serviced, I looked down at this dude that I was basically face fucking like a champ, and all I could think to myself was, man, he still looks so familiar. Is Latin wife beater a customer at Subway? Oh my god, he is. That's exactly where I know him from. Oh yeah, this is the guy that comes in every day. He gets the 12-inch chicken bacon ranch on honey oat bread. Although right now he was getting a 6-inch Italian MMT. Talk about a small world. God, can't wait for the lunch rush tomorrow. At this point in my trapped in the gay closet career, I was a one-way street, meaning usually I would show up, get off, and not reciprocate. I couldn't reciprocate because then that would have been gay. Duh. I mean, I was still polite about not sucking him off, and I waited patiently for him to finish himself off all over a random shrub. Ever watch someone jerk off onto a bush? I have. After his grand finale, we pulled our pants up and headed back down the path without a word to each other. Silence is golden, isn't it? Once back to our cars, we both said, "Take it easy," and we got in and left. I was amazed. That was it? I just show up, get a BJ, and leave? Wow, these blue-collar rest stop guys don't fuck around. I like their style. The tree cavern at the Interstate 195 rest stop was intertwined with a million little paths. They all led to several discrete areas where some hot and heavy gay stuff could go down. Throughout the curving dirt paths were cigarette boxes, used condoms, ripped up clothes, hats, and even some random electronics from the 90s. If anyone lost a yellow Discman, it's at the rest stop in Wareham. It was very clear to me that the rest stop had a deep, wet history. And however strange it may sound, my rest stop experiences really helped me come out as gay. Not come out to the world, but just to myself. Coming out to oneself is a million times more satisfying than coming out to other people. The moment it happens, there is an indescribable inner release of an emotional weight being lifted and set free. It's pretty fucking hardcore awesome. The more I went to the rest stop, the more comfortable I became with the whole idea of my sexuality. At the time, I was going through an amazing year of transformation, mentally and spiritually. I was learning about letting go of negativity, letting go of the past, living in this moment, forgiving everybody, letting your soul live freely, blah blah blah, all that hippy dippy Kabbalah bullshit. I was being empowered by the rest stop because all the men there hated their lives and themselves. But I didn't. I liked my life. I felt young, wild, and free. And for the first time ever, I was starting to let go of other people's opinions, other people's views. And I was starting to feel that being who I am is okay, and fuck anyone who didn't like it. When you truly start to not give a shit what people think, that is freedom. It is the most liberating, wonderful, fantastic feeling in the entire universe. The fact that these guys were straight was a great mirror to what life could be for me if I just stayed hidden. I started to feel bad for these rest stop guys in a way because they all seemed so miserable and trapped. They were all balls deep, literally, in a bullshit lie of a life. Most of the guys who blew me had wedding bands on the hand that was jerking me off. They had families at home who had no idea what hot, dirty things daddy did on his way home from work. Strangely, I learned so much from the rest stop men because they showed me what I didn't want my life to be. I never wanted to be so riddled to the bone with secrets and unfulfillment that I had to stop off on my commute and throw a random D down my throat. All of those men, and myself, we were at the rest stop for the same thing, but we were all there for different reasons. They had chosen their lives, and now they had to be on the down-low shady underground rest stop scene. For me, it wasn't that. I had no responsibilities, nobody to answer to, and it was all about doing whatever I wanted. For me, it was all about a no-strings-attached BJ, which any 23-year-old is all about. Unlike my Craigslist hookups that always left me feeling empty, depressed, and like I needed to sterilize my entire body starting with my mouth, the rest stop always left me feeling like I was on top of the world. I was always one of the younger and attractive guys there, mostly because normal gay guys my age were out at clubs hooking up with other hot young gay guys. Not me, though. Nope. Only the best for my demented ego boosts. I gotta admit, though, there is something so empowering, so fantastic about walking up to a stranger, getting blown, finishing, zipping up, and walking away. I was for sure on a self-serving path at the time, and maybe that is just what I needed to get the nerve to finally come out to myself and admit, oh my god, why do I care? Okay, I'm fucking gay! So many times it was finish, zip, leave. I really clocked a lot of hours at that rest stop. I once got blown by a hot 30-year-old cub who kept taking my D out of his mouth to say, let's go get a hotel. No dude, we're at the rest stop. Nobody has money for a hotel. Plus, I'm literally getting what I want right now, so get back to work. Another time, a Will Smith lookalike and I jerked off together in a van, and then he used my cum as lube to finish himself off. Hot, right? And one time, I swear, I saw one of my childhood friend's dads at the rest stop. Remember the kid whose moonrock I jammed down the sink in fourth grade? Yeah, his dad totally blew me. Hey Raymond, hope you're well, love and light. In one of my finish, zip, leave situations, I found two guys out in the woods together, Tweedledee and Tweedlecum. They were performing oral acts on each other, and they quickly turned their attention to me and my private spot. Then, as Tweedledee and Tweedlecum were both going down on me, another guy showed up out of nowhere and joined the me party. I had two guys on my D and another guy giving me a massage and tweaking my nipples. Look at me, Mom! I'm a star! Moments like that made me feel worshipped like a sex god. Granted, it was Wareham, so at the most I was a small town in the woods at a rest stop sex god, but a sex god nonetheless. Look, it was rare at the rest stop to have young, attractive guys show up, and I hate to honk my own horn, but honk honk, I was young and hot. I was the headlining star of the rest stop. I felt really powerful by all these guys drooling over me, wanting to drink my 23-year-old blood. Me, me, me. Sometimes I would have double feature days at the rest stop where I show up in the morning and then find myself back again later at dusk. 2-for-1 special. One of my double feature days, I had the same guy blow me in the morning and then again that night. Deja vu? Oh no, you're just the same guy from this morning. Dude, what have you been doing? Just sitting at the rest stop all day? At least I left. I had myself a day, I got some lunch, I smoked some pot, I hung out with friends, and now I'm back at the rest stop. Don't you have a job, or did you just take a whole sick day to come get D at the rest stop? Deja vu was funny though. Not just because he was there twice in a day, like me, but because the second time I saw him, he took out a condom, pulled his pants down, and said, fuck me in the ass. I had to tell Deja Vu, no. I'm sorry, getting blown in public is one thing, but topping you up against this tree is another. I have to draw the line somewhere here in the rest stop world of it's not gay or cheating. He seemed really annoyed with me, but sure enough, he still sucked me off. Finish, zip, leave. Another time, me and this weirdo in a trucker hat were having a jerk-off session in the tree cavern, and he decided halfway through to start slapping my thigh with his penis. He wouldn't give it up either. He just kept slapping it and slapping it, like, okay, we get it. No thanks, trucker hat. I've been down the thigh road before. I quickly aborted mission trucker hat and made my way back to my shitbox car, which just so happened to have a butch man truck parked right next to it. Inside this truck was a hot, rugged, 30-something-year-old construction worker, plumber, man's man, hot. I stood outside my car and he kept looking over, and I kept looking over, and he kept looking over, and I kept looking over, but he wasn't getting out of the car or anything. Ugh, protocol, dude, come on! Fucking newbie. The newbie was smoking a cigarette, so I walked right over to his window and said, hey, can I get one of those? 2 solid minutes of mindless, slow-paced small talk, which is something that does not happen at the rest stop. Finally, I just outright asked him, "Hey, you want to jerk off or something?" Newbie looked directly at my crotch and said he wasn't really into that stuff. "Hey buddy, my eyes are up here." But then he told me, as he continued to stare at my crotch, that maybe if I got into my car and I started whacking off, that maybe if for some reason he got turned on, then he would join in and jerk off too. "Right, okay, I get it, dude, you're totally straight, copy that." As stupid of a plan as this was, I was of course still game. I got into my car and started jacking off. Sure enough, I look over and there is Newbie, lifting his hips up out the window to show me that he was cranking one out. What an idiot. Finish, zip, leave. You did it! Yay! Thanks for listening to Chapter 10, Finish, Zip, Leave. Join me now for the Weed Cap, a post-chapter chat where I chill out, answer questions, and also will be joined by various awesome people. The Weed Cap is up next.
Do you love Thomas Anonymous? Me too. That's why I went to iTunes and left a review and a 5-star rating. The more reviews the show gets, then the more easy it is to be seen by millions of people on iTunes. Easy peasy, lemon fucking squeezy.
Welcome to the Weed Cap. I'm Tommy Natoli here in Los Angeles, and as always, we have an awesome show for you. We're going to talk all about Chapter 10, Finish, Zip, Leave. And later in the show, I'll be checking in with our slutty correspondent, Wacky Jackie, and my straight boy, Brandon. That's right, I own him. He's my straight guy. But right now, I'm joined by my co-host, who has the best hair in podcasting, Michelle with 1L. Hi, Michelle.
Hey, Tommy.
We just listened to Chapter 10. What was that called? Oh, Finish, Zip, Leave. What do you think?
I think it's a miracle that you weren't on 48 Hours Unsolved Mysteries.
Dead.
Dead. Laying there at the rest stop in a ditch.
Corpse.
Yeah, with your ding-dong hanging out.
I think that a lot, too, sometimes. But I don't think... I mean, that was such a happening hotspot.
I don't understand it.
There's so many guys out there that do it, and they're not corpses, so it's really just, I think...
And you don't hear about a bunch of corpses, but then you gotta wonder why that would even be on the news, because one dead gay guy.
Well, there was a big, before we get into the whole rest stop blowjob, there was a huge error in this chapter, and I don't know if you're the first person I'm asking, did you catch it? Did you catch there's one error in some information that I say?
No, I don't think so.
It's when I say, listen to chapter Fat Matt for a great game on how to get rid of your trash.
Right.
I said, listen to chapter 8, and it's actually chapter 7.
Oh, jeez.
I was so mad.
You should do your research before you say stuff like that.
No, but here's why I'm mad, because when I'm recording that, I have like a script right in front of me, and the words said, listen to chapter 7, Fat Matt. But for some reason, while I was doing it, I just decided to like not read what I was reading. And anyway, I just had to put it out there that there is an error, and I know about it, but I wasn't going to go back and fix it.
Okay.
It's too much work.
That's all right. Everybody knows now.
All right. Got that off my chest. My trust.
Do you feel better?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Cool. Finish, zip, leave. Yeah. Blowjob at a rest stop. So I'm taking it you never got blown at a rest stop or gave a blowjob.
I don't understand. No. Why would I go to a rest stop? Not to mention the fact that they don't have rest stops where I lived. I lived in La Crescenta.
I'm eating.
Okay. Yeah. we didn't have a rest stop. But I want to know why there wasn't like a lesbian section at the rest stop. Why it was only dudes? Why weren't there any girls? Chow and box.
That has been the number one question with the vagina that was in the car with me at the rest stop. We've talked about this over the years, and that's our main thing. Like, where are the moms in minivans just, like, chow and box?
Yeah, they don't do that. That's so weird.
That's the thing. They don't. It is something... I mean, maybe they do. If there are any lesbians listening and you know about, like, a cruising spot for
other ladies, yeah.
Ladies of the night, I don't know.
I don't know. That's a really good question.
Well,
I wonder where they are, because I know, like, for straight people, you just, whatever bar you're at, you just go out into the parking lot.
Well, that was
backseat of the car.
Yeah, that's my next question, is public sex, public blowjobs, like,
hot.
Have you done it?
That's getting caught. That's like the thrill of it.
So you've done it?
Oh, yeah.
So in a car, out in a parking lot?
At the park.
You've done all those?
Oh, yeah.
And were you being penetrated or were you sucking somebody off? Wow.
All of it. That to me is just the hottest thing ever.
So see, straight people do have it. It's just coordinated differently.
Well, yeah, but you weren't doing it for the thrill of getting caught. See, this is completely different.
I think everyone's at the rest stop for a different reason. I think there are even probably out of the closet gay people that go to rest stops and stuff. It's like cruising because they like that anonymous.
I just think that the rest stop thing, I don't know if it's because it was back east. I mean, when I listened to the chapter, I saw in my head just like a group of gay guys just all hanging out, getting blown, like you're leaning up against a rock, this guy sitting on a log. I mean, it just, I don't get it.
It was a lot like that.
So you could see other people getting blown?
It depends on the time of day. It depends on the shift you showed up for. I mean, so there were busy shifts and then there were just like dead shifts. And it was a lot like working at a restaurant. There was a dinner rush and there was a lunch rush. But in between, there really wasn't much to do. You got time to lean, you got time to clean.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
But yeah, so you could at times see, it was like a theme park. There'd be like a blowjob over there and then like.
So you could see other guys.
You could. But it's not like you were saying group of gay guys. It wasn't a group of gay guys. These were like.
Right, well, yeah.
Guys in flannel shirts. Like, we're like. Coming home from, I don't know.
Yeah, like the Home Depot guys.
Yeah, the Home Depot guys, yeah. Exactly.
That is insane to me.
So yeah, and sometimes there's guys who just like watch. They don't really, like they just are there to like lurk and watch you do whatever you're doing with someone else or not with someone else.
So do you think now, because that was a long time ago
yes.
you did that.
Yes.
Do you think now it's not like that because being gay is more accepted? That you can go to the gay club and end up in the backseat of your car?
No, I think if it's not happening at that rest stop, it's happening somewhere else, or it's happening, I mean...
In another secret location, because it's really not two gay guys getting together, it's, oh, okay, got it.
I mean, it could, like I said, there could be those out-of-the-closet gay guys that go there because they're into cruising, but in my experience, for the most part, it was all guys who were just, like, not gonna be gay in their life. They were there to be, not be gay, but...
To not be gay.
To live out that, whatever that is, fantasy? I don't know. Your inner desires.
That's so crazy. And it is weird that there isn't a place where we need lesbians to let us know what's up.
Yeah, I know. I mean, they're probably just, I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know. I guess because girls can kiss each other and not be lesbians.
Yeah, girls can make
thing.
Out just for fun.
Oh my God, light. Off, over my head.
I mean, guys could do that too.
No,
but
they can't.
No, they could.
They can't.
But they just are so mentally retarded. They just... Yeah, I said it.
No, it's not. You said the R word? Oh my God. No, because, like, let's think back to Ding Dong.
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
yeah.
You know, okay, in case this is your first time listening, that's one of my ex-husbands. But that made him gay. Kind of gay.
Right, yeah, I know.
Okay,
yeah.
So I think that when two girls are kissing, it's hot. Everybody likes to watch the girls kiss. Girls like to watch girls kiss. Guys like to watch girls kiss. Everybody likes to watch girls kiss and make out and whatever. And then they call it a day. But they're not like lesbians at the end of the day. But if two guys are making out, I think it's sad, but it's completely different.
It's gayer than if two girls
do it.
Yeah,
it is. It's gay.
Yeah, and then we're getting into that conversation of like fluid sexuality and all that jazz.
Miley Cyrus, whatever. I know.
What was I going to say? It was something, and now it's gone.
Maybe you shouldn't smoke so much pot.
Oh, maybe I should smoke some more pot. No, I need some water now. I'm busy. So gay cruising is a...
Yeah, what's that whole foot under the bathroom stall thing?
I don't know much about that, but...
You dash the senators?
It's just like at some rest stops, you know, you had to tap your brakes to like give us...
How do you know the code? I mean, did you get like a...
No, you just, like I said, I didn't do anything for like the first 12 or many times I went. I just went and watched. I would just go and watch other people.
And you just happened upon this. It was just one day you said, hey.
Well, you know, I can't remember that part. Wacky Jackie asked me if I had no idea when we were sitting there that's what happened there. And like, I knew of rest stops having that reputation of like, gay stuff happening, but to me it was something that was in movies and TV. It wasn't
something. I never saw a movie that had a gay rest stop.
There's Something About Mary. You've never seen that movie?
I don't remember that part. God, that was a million years
there's
ago.
A part in that movie And there's like a it's like a gay rest stop scene or something. I don't know. I don't remember. But it
great.
Was
great. Now I have to watch that again.
But it was like, it's like an example of like the idea, the concept. I knew about it, but I didn't know for real. And I don't remember if we went to the rest stop because I was online at the time looking at place like where do people meet up for like shady.
What do you put into the search engine?
Like gay cruising spots or like gay hookup spots. Yeah, it's the internet. There's you can type in anything, and there's gonna be like a million people that have made a website for it. So
I've never.
But I don't think I went there because I really think it was just a secret window, and we probably thought like, hey, let's go eat there. Maybe there'll be some blowjobs we can see like as a joke, but never thought that we would really.
The way you and I used to go on Craigslist and look at hairy balls and.
Well, we used to look at it's actually a lot like these guys. Is that I would show you the guys that were looking for straight guys.
That's right.
Yeah, they'd be like looking for a straight jerk off buddy. Like maybe we'll penetrate. We'll see where it goes.
So you know? What is that?
Looking for a guy to watch the game with and blow each other. You know, remember Van Man, the guy who like wanted to take me to an apartment. Like we were gonna watch sports and like do cocaine and suck each other off all weekend. Like yeah,
and he was straight.
And he was straight.
So I don't know. So are the gay guys that are looking for straight guys? Why do they want a straight guy? Because the guy's not straight. If he's blowing
that's
you.
The mind fuck. I know.
Yeah,
that's
that doesn't make any sense.
He's not straight. You know, this is still happening. I don't know if that rest stop's still open because when this was happening, this must have been like 2006. So
oh,
like,
good Lord, that's 11 years.
But still, well, 2006-ish. So, like, I was still there. Those guys were there. Those guys, I can't talk. I was there. Those guys were there. And it was 2006. So that whole, like today, like, oh, in today's day, like, we've made it so far. Why would someone still, I still think there's still probably tons of guys out there.
Well, I think we need to do a road trip.
Well, I have a great fantasy of the next time I'm in Massachusetts going to the rest stop and doing a live podcast, recording an episode from
The rest stop.
I actually asked Jackie you'll hear in the call. I asked her if you're ever like she lives too far now, but if you're ever down near Wareham, can you just stop by the rest stop and just like do like a live narration for us of like a live update? What's going on?
Oh, she should
there?
Go out into the woods and interview people getting blown.
Yeah, she's gonna be.
What
like,
are you feeling right now?
Yeah, hi, I'm a correspondent for the hit international podcast Thomas Anonymous. What's going on?
I know. Are you straight? Are you gay? What's up?
Yeah, yeah. There what you are go. You here for?
Oh my gosh.
I am interested to know if that is just an East Coast thing. I'm trying to think if I ever looked up stuff in the mountains, and I want to say that Fraser was on a website, like, the Flying J was on a website for, like, gay hookups, for sure.
No, there's no gay people in Fraser Park!
I'll look it up right now.
Do it, because I want to know. I know that the Flying J is known for hookers.
Male and female.
Oh, my God. Lot lizards, they call them.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to remember, who was that big... gay cruising, Fraser Park, California. All right, look, cruisinggays.com.
Shut up!
I'm not joking, and, okay, let's see where this takes us. There's a map, too. This is riveting radio. Lebec Rest Area South.
Oh! I don't know what that is.
There's
a rest stop right there.
But it basically just says at that rest stop.
Now you can get gay people. You can go there and... Oh, my God. See, I have been under a rock.
This one's not. But basically, yeah, you can go on and you can find all sorts of stuff. And I think that's what was happening at the time. I was online doing research for... Wow. Camp Lakota. Is that something?
Camp Lakota?
California Gay Gorman. Teen Hairy Pussy. What? No, thank you.
Yeah, me too. No, thanks.
We'll pass. Oh, gosh. Okay, great. This is also our Thanksgiving special. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Oh, yay.
Okay, let's... Michelle and I are going to take a break. When we come back, I'll be chatting with the amazingly fabulous Wacky Jackie. And, yeah, we'll be back after that.
I'm here, my dear. I'm here. I'm back.
I'm back.
Yay. You're back.
Can I make a small request?
Yeah.
Can I make a small request? Can My name be changed to truck, was it rest area kryptonite?
Oh my God. Yeah, rest area, yeah, like rest stop kryptonite, yeah, something like
that's
that.
That's what rest it was, rest kryptonite. Stop kryptonite. But,
all right,
oh my
yeah,
God.
For sure. That's a great name, isn't it?
Yeah, it totally is, and I love this episode. I got to listen to it this time before I spoke to you, and it was amazing. And I am very shocked that you didn't know that rest stop's reputation before eating snacks in the parking lot and observing the activity like that. If you Google it, so I did a little research, and if you Google that rest area, the number one hit is cruisinggaze.com, and there's a lot of threads about it. But I think that rest area is closed now.
Oh my God! Well, I knew about it, like, but just from movies and stuff, like in Something About Mary, there was like a gay scene at a rest stop. So like, I didn't know that it was like something that existed, but I didn't even like connect the two until I was there, and I was like, oh, like in my mind, like I didn't think of like Wareham as like something that would like happen. But yeah, I was there in January and did a drive through just because I wanted to like get a visual of what it looked like, and it looked pretty like deserted.
Yeah, it's pretty, like, because I don't live down there anymore. So anytime I, like, drive down there, I think I pointed out to people in the car that I was like, hey, that's the rest stop where, like, you know, all kinds of sex acts would go down and have a little chuckle about it.
Well, yeah, and then I had no idea that it was, like, such a hit. I mean, that place is, like, happening.
Yeah, it's in its heyday because my mom used to work at the police station in Wareham. So she would talk about, like, certain people getting busted there and, like, sting operations there, among other happenings in the ham. But I remember her talking about that. So as soon as you said something about rest stop blowjobs, I was like, he's going to talk about the one on 195. And as soon as you said it, I was like, yeah! I had to, like, pull over and, like, shake my fist and, like, approval. I was like, yeah, this is going to be good because that place is crazy.
Oh, that's so awesome. Yeah, I knew I wanted you on this episode, and I was like, God, I know she'll know the rest stop, but, like, I hope that, like, she'll really know, like, where I'm talking about. But, like, fuck, you know, like, a shit ton about it. I love it.
Oh, yeah. It's like it's got all these crazy paths. And isn't there like a boat ramp or some crazy shit down there, too?
Yeah, there's a goddamn boat ramp. And like I always have this theory. I never really got that far into the scene, but I always felt that that's where like the hardcore bottoming went down, was like down by the boat ramp.
Oh, yeah. Because, yeah, it's like, yeah, let's get covered in some like filthy paramecium pond water. Yeah, it's like up the ante with the crazy sex act.
Oh, man. And like I've never really seen another rest stop like that with the boat ramp and like the old, like, I don't know. It's just, it's very unique. It's one of a kind.
Yeah, because I think it's like, let's get a little history here. Because before they put in that bigger highway to like Cape Cod, like you had to go through Wareham. It was a happening place, and I guess that was a seasonal rest stop, so people would like bring grills and like chill there, like
wow.
chill like normal people, like let's go to 195. I'm like that's, yeah,
wow,
old,
yeah,
people,
so like all the,
old people just all partied those, anywhere. They made everything a thing.
Like all those picnic area signs actually used to be where people like picnic.
Yeah. Yeah, like you see it now and you're like, who's gonna do that? That's fucking stupid, you know. It's like, you're gonna get murdered. No, like who over, yo, let's gonna stop at the side of the highway and have a hot dog, like stupid.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, it's like road people, you know.
Have you ever had any kind of cool like public, like, ooh, you've got head in public or gave head in public and it was like exciting or not?
I've never had like any, like, is it just like vehicular, like, or like kind of outside, not necessarily like a meet up, like go to somewhere and see who you can fuck and then like do it and then leave. Cause I haven't had a life that quite that cool, but trying to think of like I've definitely like been tripping balls as a like young 20-year-old and like just be like, somebody be like, you know, not a random somebody, but like who I was dating at the time, just be like, let's fuck in this field. I'm like, all right. And like, not really care who's coming up the path, you know, cause I'm from the woods. That's what you do.
Right.
You fuck near the tree. You get railed up against the stump, you know, like that's just what you do. So I've never done anything exotic like go to a rest area.
No, not in this. I have more, there's more rest area goodness in other chapters.
Oh, I can't wait.
I branched out at one point and went to like one on 495, like up near Middleborough, like exit four, there between exit three and four.
Oh yeah,
there's,
I know,
like,
exactly
two
what you're
different...
talking about. There's, yeah, there's one on each side, and then they have like
yeah.
the Planet World like donation boxes.
Yeah, yeah. Now there is definitely some action at one of those. And there was like, scene was much younger, it seemed like there. And there was also like, people would do a lot with like their brake lights at that one. Like there was like some Morse code shit happening. It was very interesting.
Really?
Cruising scene is like so interesting to me.
There's like this, I'm so fascinated with this underground male on male like sex meetup with like the different languages and the codes and like, and Nazareth area, is there like woods back there? Because all I know, there's boxes. Do you like just hide behind the donation box and just like hit it and flip?
we're in the Middleborough one?
Yeah.
I would always meet up with someone and be like, hey, let's get the fuck out of here and like go somewhere else. So we would always like drive somewhere. Cause yeah, I don't know where would do it there. But yeah, the 195 one's great. Cause there is just like, there's like, you know, paths and caverns. It's like a campground.
So like the 101-95 is basically like gay sex nirvana, whereas like the Middleborough ones are just like points of access where you like, you just meet up and see if somebody else is like, you jump in their car, go somewhere else, do your thing, get dropped back off of your car, and then you go up the highway and just live your life.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Wow, this whole society is so nuanced too. This is fucking amazing.
Well, I know, and I'm sure it's still happening. And I find it interesting that it is still happening in the world of like apps, because it's so easy now to like just go on Grindr and, you know, get your shit on that way. But I read an article the other day about how people actually recommend, you know, people to go cruising and do those rest stop hookups, because in the world of apps, it's like you don't have that, like there is something like seriously exciting about like walking up to a stranger, like doing a deed and like hitting the road.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like that must add like such a different organic element of excitement. It's like, I don't know, it's playing like, you know, blowjob roulette. Like, who's it gonna be? Like, who's gonna be here? Whereas, like, Grindr, you just, like, swipe. You know, it's just, like, and the same people are on there and stuff like that. So yeah, must add that extra element. And then also what I was thinking was, you know, people are living longer, and, like, all those older dudes you saw blowing each other, they're probably still at it and haven't caught quite up to technology. So people don't like change. They're just gonna go with what they're comfortable at. And like one restaurant closes, they'll just set up like another hot spot and just talk about how awesome gay nirvana was in the 90s.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, I'm gonna move on because I have like a couple things. We have the coconut oil scandal, because
the scandal has escalated to a scandal.
I love
another amazing thing about the show.
People loved when you were on, and ever since. Like, the coconut oil thing, anytime I see someone that listens to the show, they give me their 2 cents on coconut oil. So I fucking love it. But we've had that lady say, oh, you get bacterial, like, things inside there. So, like, what's up with that?
Well, I don't, like, spray, like, directly into my vagina. So I bet you there's some, like, validity if you, like, I don't know, have it, like, out and, like, unhygienic, not feels, like, all willy-nilly, like, anything that, I don't know, not a chemical shit storm with things. Like, I guess in theory it's, like, not unplausible, but, you know, I haven't had any issues, and I've used it for a while. Like, other stuff actually would irritate the fuck out of me. That's kind of why I embraced the coconut oil. But, I don't know, just high quality. Stick to the quality shit. It's like anything else. Booze, weed, you know, people. Like, if you get garbage, you're going to expect garbage results.
Yeah, I agree. I'm right there with you. I think that, yeah, it's all in what you just said. Sure, there's a possibility. But, like, if you're a decent person who, like, keeps their shit clean and together, and you're not, you know, like, jamming it up your intestines.
It's
going to be okay.
Don't try to huff the coconut oil directly out of the can via your vag. It's just not a good idea. Even if you put a sock over the nozzle, it still sucks. So don't do it. I'm just theorizing.
So I really want to, if you're, whoever gets to Wareham first, if we have spare time, cruise by the rest stop and just see what's going on for me. If you have your phone, take it out, just record. Give me, like, a quick narration of, like, the rest stop today and what's going on.
I want to almost, like, make a trip there, just, like, maybe, like, field work, like, you know, because I'm still a mess.
Yeah.
But But, yes. Like, I don't, none of my relatives aren't with him anymore, but they're, like, in the southeast area, so maybe I'll, like, take the, like, left turn at Albuquerque and end up, like, just go to the rest area.
Well, I have, now I have a dream that the next time I do visit, I have to go to the rest stop and have to do a podcast recording from the whatever car I'm in, because I just feel like it's such a hit now. We have to,
yeah,
I have to,
like,
go there. I have to go back.
We need to, for prosperity, and we're thinking about the children. Is letting them know it, like, a really important piece of Wareham history and how it really did give a home to the underground, you know, men who have sex with men but live a double life, like an area where they can only for a moment, but for only for a moment, be free.
It, yes. Like a playground on your way home from work, just to stop.
Yeah, exactly. They need to know. Yeah, they need to be like some kind of statue, or some kind of, at least a plaque.
I love you so much. Thank you. I'm really, really sorry if trying to schedule this call was annoying, and I apologize.
No,
but thank you.
It's totally fine. I'm annoying, so I understand what it's like when annoying things happen, because that's like my everyday life. So don't even worry about it, my dear. And thank you for having me.
Amazing, fantastic, Nipples. I love you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye, everybody.
I love Wacky Jackie. She's fabulous. Oh my God. She's
welcome back, everybody.
Hi.
We're back. Hey, let's check in with Brandon and see what he thinks about all this stuff.
Okay.
Okay, we'll be right back. We'll see what Brandon thinks.
Well, well, well.
Is this thing on?
Hello? Can you hear me?
I'm here. Are you here?
We're live. We're live via the phone.
Wow.
All right. Well, you are the official straight guy correspondent, Brandon. And, did you get the chapter? Did you listen?
Yeah. Wow.
Do you have any questions?
No.
I know you're gonna need a lot of help through this. We'll walk you through it. It'll be okay.
I mean, you know, I always kind of believed when you would be like, "Hey, I think that dad's gay," and now I feel like you definitely got the radar.
Oh yeah, like I wasn't fucking around. Like I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, like now, like wow. I mean, that's like such a great story. That there's so much happening. There's so much that you. That's crazy. You're crazy.
It is pretty. It's crazy. It's a lot to absorb, and but yeah, it does prove that like when I'm talking about those dads being gay, like some of the times I'm joking, but some of the times I'm really getting some weird vibes. Like, all right, like there's some weird eye lock happening right now. I don't know. This is very rest stoppy. What's happening?
He's going to pit stop.
Yeah. So wow. Have you ever heard of the whole rest stop thing before you got this wonderful chapter?
Oh, that was mind boggling for me. I've never heard of that. Yeah, maybe I've just been sheltered. I don't know.
No, you're not the only one. You're on track. Nobody else has heard of it.
What are you smoking over there?
I'm smoking. Actually, I'm actually smoking a cheap joint right now. Just because I got the good stuff in my pocket, but like I can't take it out. I'm trying to look at my notes here. You know, I'm busy.
I feel it. I got that out. I got that outdoor cook. Outdoor cook.
The outdoor goods. That's always good stuff, though.
Yeah, it's doing the job right now. It's handling this traffic on the way home.
Oh, nice. You get some 405? 405 traffic realness?
Got some hard 405 realness.
Beautiful. I don't have a joint for this ashtray, so I'm just finding like places in my bedroom where I don't mind there to be a little ash. Like right here on the dresser. There you go. Okay, you had never heard about rest stops. No. Have you ever, so I take it that like in straight guys' lives, you don't have a place where you can just like go show up and get a blowjob.
I mean, not that you have to, not for free. No, definitely not for free.
Right, hookers. Right, duh.
There's definitely some spots, you know, I mean, I hear about massage places like to this day, just, you know, not, like not even in Vegas, just like regular massage places, like downtown.
Is it expensive or is it pretty cheap?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I've never done it, but Mad Separation has done it in Thailand. So.
Oh, my God. That's why I love him so much.
I mean, you know, but in Thailand, everything's a little cheaper. But someone that has told me about it in California, it was like $200.
Wow. Was that like a full penetration or just like a handy J?
Oh, just a mad DJ.
DJ. Oh, wow. Wow. That's a really expensive blowjob. Don't they know those are free at the rest stops?
No, I think it was on top of the massage. So, like, the massage is maybe, like, 60. I mean, it's still probably an expensive DJ, but, yeah, it's, like, probably $70 for a massage. Good massage, $80. And then $120 for a DJ.
Holy shitballs. I didn't know I could have been making all that money all that time.
Yeah, what were you thinking?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. I really don't. So when you drive home, how far of a drive is it from L.A. to wherever the fuck in Northern California?
In California, well, I'm going to be driving there next Wednesday, and it's going to be probably like a six-hour drive.
So one stop?
One stop shop. You stop for gas. And you get food at the same time, go to the bathroom, and then you go. And you make it all free.
Beautiful. That's great, because for that long of a ride, I was going to ask if there, like, obviously you have to stop. Do you see any, like, so you don't come across any shady rest stops? I want you to keep an eye out now for your ride.
Yeah.
I want you to keep an eye out for shady rest stops.
Tommy, is that you? Okay.
Oh, no, if it was me, I'm gonna wear something like fluorescent. I'm going to wear, like, a Thomas Anonymous available on iTunes fluorescent t-shirt. Leave a review. Oh, God, I got to put this horrible. This is like a foot joint. This is disgusting.
See, I can't even do that. I'll throw it away.
I know, but now, look, I'm going to treat myself to some burners.
There you go. Treat yourself. Don't teach yourself.
That's right. Okay. So obviously, no one in your circle has ever, circle of friends, I mean, like, has ever been like, oh man, I saw this crazy rest stop thing. So here's what I need you to do. Next time you're like with the bros, I want you to lie because you're sneaky. You can totally lie. And you're sneaky. You can sneak this in a conversation. And this could be any time in the next month. Sneak it in. I want you to like lie and say that you were like at, you know, stopping to get gas on your way up. And you swear you saw like 12 guys going into the same bush or something. I don't know. Make something cool up.
Yeah, and then someone else will come out and say it's well,
yeah. I want to see if like they're like, oh man, like, I was at the Lebec, whatever, with my entire, and fucking this guy came up to me, and of course, like, you know, yeah, I totally want you to, like, go fishing and see if anyone has, like, some shady,
yeah,
like.
No, when I go home, I'm telling you, I'll be with, like, the whole crew of, like, 13, and, like, when we're just partying, I'll just whip it out, like, you guys will have never guessed what I fucking saw on the way.
Yeah.
Mad Separation only with, so it'll have to be something I saw out here.
Yeah, whatever, man, and you have so much, you can just use the whole chapter you listen to it like as material, just be like, yeah, I just saw this like tree cavern and like fucking people were like going.
All right, I'll get into it.
Yes, this is gonna be great. And then you can have like a full report after the holiday break.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Blow jobs.
Blow jobs and family reunion.
Yay. But spread the news, man. Like always just now let people know, like, the weird, creepy things that are happening.
Yeah, that's crazy. It could have been a fiction story, and I would have been like, yeah, there's no way that's happening.
Yeah, and now you can, like, look at all the dads at work and be like, what are you up to?
Chinese school has just begun. No more laughing, no more fun. If you show your teeth or tongue, you will pay a penalty. 1, 2, 3, go! You lost. I could see your teeth.
Order in the court. Order in the court. First one to speak is a monkey for a week. Go!
This one's easy.
It's not when you're 4. I do that to Adam all the time.
Those are both really racist.
Hello!
Oh my God. Oh God. Welcome back.
Hi.
That was great. We heard Jackie. We heard from Brandon.
Well, I want to say that I cannot believe we have downloads from Russia.
Oh.
Talk about collusion.
We are colluding right now,
right?
As we speak.
That's right.
So I get a really cool thing with the podcast. I can see how many downloads we have, and I can see where each download comes from. A majority of our downloads are in the United States. America, yeah! But we are international, and this happened maybe a month ago. We got like a download in the UK, and then we got a download in Ireland, and then someone in Ireland loves it because they are caught up. There's like, there's over a dozen downloads in Ireland. Okay,
holy,
we got the Netherlands. We got, I forget where else. Canada. I got like three solid downloads in Canada, and then the other day, Russia.
You are so going to be called in to testify.
I can't wait. Are you kidding?
Wow.
We're going to play clips. Your Honor, I don't know why there's a judge here, but I'd like to play Chapter 7, Fat Matt. It's Chapter 7, not Chapter 8. Just want to put that on the record, okay?
There you go.
Yeah, I think that'd be awesome.
That's really cool.
So, yeah. Do you want a joint?
No, thank you. I don't smoke pot.
Okay.
Makes me stupid.
Beautiful. All right, there's going to be no show next week. It's America's Gratitude Day.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we're going to be thankful. We're going to have turkey. What's your most favorite Thanksgiving memory? Mine's the year that we made a turkey and drank fake wine and were really skinny.
Oh, my God. That's right.
That's my favorite. Bestest Thanksgiving ever. We brined a turkey. You had never brined a turkey before.
Neither of us had.
No, I had. I was the one who knew. You didn't believe me the whole time. You were like, why are we filling a trash bag with barf water?
Oh, that's right. It smell terrible, like barf water.
But then that turkey came out.
Oh, it was brilliant.
Amazing.
It was brilliant. And what I remember about that Thanksgiving was
ding dong
coming over and screaming about gravy.
Oh, because yeah, we were doing it all wrong. Oh, you know why always. He was mad? Because our turkey was so fucking perfect. He couldn't take it.
It was so good. And I remember about that Thanksgiving. You've been thinking that you and me not drinking was the dumbest idea we had ever had.
That was the worst part of that Thanksgiving, but also
our fake
the best.
Wine in our wine glasses, and I just remember miming to you that I was shooting myself in the head because Ding Dong was there. Oh, God.
You know, that Thanksgiving day was actually going really well. We were all having a great time.
Until he showed up,
yeah, had a gravy tantrum, yeah. And then me and the kids just, like, fucked off and left you alone with him.
Ugh.
Haha.
Thanks, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
We had a blast. We played video games and talked shit about you the whole time.
Oh, God.
God, she's so stupid. I can't believe she's married to him. I know.
Hey, he was making my car payment.
I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
So, long story short, there's no podcast next week because we're all going to be celebrating Thanksgiving.
Yahoo!
Great. I think that's going to be it.
Alrighty then.
Unless there was something, because I think we covered it. I mean, it was just a rest stop chapter.
Well, there is one thing I'd like to clarify.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, when we were talking earlier about, you know, getting caught in public and all that kind of stuff, it mm-hmm. wasn't always just a random person. There's a couple of times, well, yeah, maybe.
You know. Like you weren't with strangers
like
when you
a lot
that.
Of times it was, you know, whoever I was with at the time, you know, because guys like to do that kind of crazy stuff too. And it's kind of hard to find a girl that.
Yeah.
Likes to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, that's good that you clarified that, because you could have came across as, like, super, super slutty. Not that there would be anything shameful
about
that.
No, I'm all about whoredom. I think that's great.
Mm. And even though you're married... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Can you believe it?
Almost made a whole
Ladies and
burn.
Gentlemen, there almost was a burn in the carpet.
Fire. Fire, fire, fire!
Oh, it smells, though. What was I saying?
We're talking about whores. Do stupid shit like that.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, even though now you're a married, mature pillow maker,
mm-hmm.
I still, you know, you never know. You guys could be having sex in the backyard.
We do.
That's what I mean.
We call it patio sex.
You're like, you know.
Oh, yeah. We're down.
That's why
down.
I would never show up like on a Thursday night or like, you know, oh, no. Not on our assigned
no,
Sundays or whatever.
No, even when our kids come over to visit, they're like, hello.
Mm-hmm.
They're worried and they
hey,
should
everyone.
Be.
Hey, everyone.
Yep. Because you never know. We're exciting peeps. We might be old, but hey.
Well, and you are always in a very accessible house dress.
My muumuus?
Yeah, and I know
yeah,
that's
why
you're
not really muumuus. They're cute sundresses.
Yeah, they're really cute. You wouldn't wear muumuus.
No. Well, I will someday.
Well, they are muumuus, but...
Yeah, but... Yeah.
They're fabulous!
Yes! No, I'd love to have a good time. And we actually did get caught at our house one time. In the backyard. His brother walked in the backyard and went, oh my God! Yeah.
Have you guys ever, like, done it at OG's or...
No. No, that... There's really not a place there.
Car? In the car? Any car action?
Yeah. One time out in the middle of our street.
In the car?
Well, the door.
Or just out in the middle of the street?
No, the car was parked on the street, and I was in the driver's side, and yeah.
He went down on you.
Yep.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I didn't think that was going to really be the truth.
You know who you're talking
to. I was thinking you would go down on him.
I was the one. I was already sitting down.
Oh my God, that's the best. That's the best like rule.
Me first.
From now on, I'm gonna race. Yes. Race to whatever chair is around. Just be like, well,
I'm already
first.
Sitting.
Oh man, that's brilliant.
Yep. I have to teach you everything. I swear to God. But I think that you should venture forth. I think that should be your thing this week, or the next 2 weeks, since there's no show next week.
Oh, to do it. Are we doing homework again?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, I know. We never follow through, but still.
Hey, I get boners at Pavilions all the time.
Why do you get boners at Pavilions?
Because in some ways, I'm still like a teenager, and if I'm like walking with no underwear a certain way, like I just get an erection and I can't do anything about it. And then I'm happy because I'm like, I'm 34 and I'm still getting unwanted erections. I'm happy.
Well, I'm glad I'm a girl because I would be getting unwanted erections all the time. Now, let me ask you this. Does it happen in the frozen food section or by the butcher? I mean, is there a certain, are you on the bread aisle?
It usually happens around the produce circle roundabout.
Oh, so fresh fruit turns you on.
Watermelon. It's usually what I'm getting or near that watermelon. I always, yeah.
You've always liked watermelon.
I need it. So yeah. Yeah, it's like when you were, it's like whatever episode I was talking to Brandon about, like being a kid and you're on the bus and you always get that boner on the bus ride, or you always get that boner walking to your locker after English. There's just like something about when I go to Pavilions at a certain time of day, like I always get that boner.
Well, at least you know when.
You don't ever like just get spontaneously wet at the grocery store?
Not at the grocery store.
Where?
Not usually the grocery store, because usually I'm on a mission. I hate going to the grocery store.
Yeah. I know, we could do a whole episode on the grocery store.
Yeah, we could.
I have read that Pavilions in West Hollywood is a cruising spot.
All supermarkets are cruising spots.
What?
Yeah. Even Stater Brothers, I go.
You're like, yeah, I know this, but the rest stops, what?
No, it's always common knowledge that the market is where people go.
No way.
Way?
Yeah,
guys are smiling at me all the time, like, hey. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, but you're not going to go in the bathroom with a guy and then like, well, maybe.
maybe. Not now.
Not now, but straight people don't really do that.
And I don't like the grocery store.
Do straight people hook up like that? I mean, they hook up like that on Tinder now and stuff.
I think it's a different time than it was when I was, but I was always like, even in high school.
I realized the other day that when we got together, like Grindr just came out, so I've never done dating apps, and if we ever break up, like I will be so,
what? Oh no, I know.
I can't even imagine, because it just seems so busy. It just seems like people, like.
It's not the same like when you went to the rest stop and it was a casual thing. It's not like that anymore.
It's not like the old days.
It's not like that at all. It's super intense and it's awful and it's plenty of fish and Zeus and Cupid and, you know.
Well, yeah, we used to do the website stuff, which I guess is the same, but now it's so, this is
but
so different.
But that's what it's for. No, because, like, Plenty of Fish, that is solely to get laid.
Yeah.
You don't go on Plenty of Fish if you're looking for a relationship, because it's free. So you go on Plenty of Fish
because
you
want
to
okay
get laid. Then you go to Match.com if you kind of want to date and maybe have something serious. And if you want to get married, you go to eHarmony. That's how it works. Okay? And everybody goes, oh, I'd never date anybody online. Okay, why? Because you're not going to meet a psycho at the bar?
Yeah. You can't even say that now because, like, there's more online dating than real life meetings.
Nobody has time to do that. I mean, I'm not going to sit there at a bar and wait, you know? Come on. I met so many of my husbands at the bar.
I just realized I would be fine. If I could go to a rest stop and get sucked off. Or
you would not do that anymore because now you're a germaphobe.
Well, I mean, I still would let someone. I never went. I mean, I was a germaphobe then. I didn't want to have a stranger's dick in my mouth. I never sucked a dick at a rest stop. Ugh,
oh,
gross.
I guess I was confused. So you were always the one that.
Oh,
was...
how dare you! Oh my God! No, that's disgusting. Ugh, oh, I would
but
never.
But it's okay for them.
That's their problem. That's. I didn't ask that. They put themselves in that situation. If they're willing to do that, that's on them. But I never sucked a
but
rest
that,
stop
was
dick.
That because you were a germaphobe or because you weren't gay?
It was because I was not gay, and it was because I was so paranoid about diseases and people's
but wait,
cleanliness.
Wait,
but
about
I
the,
But I would do, like, I would do some Craigslist dick sucking because I could assess the person a lot better. We'd be, like, in an apartment setting, you know, like, you could, they could take their...
You're still a stranger.
Yeah, but I could assess, it's not just going to be, like, a random, like, oh, here's a giant fucking cheesy foreskin that's been in my underwear all day. Like... Exactly. See, you understand what I'm talking about. So, yeah,
So Craigslist, okay. Look, rest stop, no.
I have completely contradicting standards, okay? Obviously. Like, my integrity is all over the place, but it's there, and that's all that matters.
Well, I'm just glad we never got those tattoos.
No, we're still getting them.
Are we?
Yeah.
All right, I'll call and make an appointment.
Okay. What did they say again?
Integrity.
Integrity.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. Well... That's our show for today. Thanks for listening. Remember, if you have a spare minute, go head on to iTunes. Leave us a 5-star review. Do it. You can follow me on Twitter at Tommy Natoli and on Instagram at Tommy_Natoli. You can email the show at theweedcap@gmail.com or on Facebook at Thomas Anonymous Podcast. I want to give a special shout out and thank you to bensound.com and Majestic Color Craves by my side for providing the music you hear on my show. Remember, we're off next week, so have a happy, awesome, super great, and full of gratitude Thanksgiving. We'll be back in December. Okay, bye!